On a green patch of land on University Drive, there are several stakes and flags marking the ground. The executive director of the State College Community Land Trust, Ron Quinn, along with Greenbuild Committee Chair Peg Hambrick, are surveying the empty lot owned by their organization.
The Greenbuild vision is to have a duplex on this site.
The Greenbuild project is uncharted territory for the land trust. Usually, it purchases houses and sells them at a lower cost to buyers who would otherwise be priced out of the State College borough. This is the first new residence they've ever built. But the land trust received an offer it couldn't refuse. Lassie McDonald, a realtor who owned this property next to her house, reached out to the land trust directly.
She was looking at selling the property and wanted to ensure to the best ability possible that it became a owner-occupied house.
The land trust bought the lot to build the duplex. They don't have a price tag yet, but the plan is to make them affordable for median-income buyers. The land trust also saw an opportunity to build homes that weren't just affordable, but also environmentally friendly. Integrating ultra-energy efficient features could help the future owners lower their monthly utility costs drastically. To see if this was possible, the land trust reached out to the Penn State College of Arts and Architecture. In a moment of serendipity, a group of students were already a part of a competition by the U.S. Department of Energy to create a net zero home. So the two groups decided to team up and make their plans a reality.
So we're trying to get it so that the home produces all the power that it needs for the occupants while still trying to make it cost effective.
Kyle Macht is the leader of the Penn State design team working on the duplex.
So it's sort of a tricky balance that you need to play there. You need to be thinking about really high-end and high-performance materials and really great mechanical systems and ventilation systems, but at the same time not pushing the boundaries of the budget.
While they didn't win that competition, their unique vision for the duplex will now become a reality. The designs include a solar array on the roof and features to minimize heat loss and conserve water and electricity. Mock says this project has also given students the rare opportunity to see their designs realized.
One of the things that I think lacks a little bit in the education system is that you end up doing what's necessary just to get by or just to get that grade. You need to think about the long picture. Someone's going to be living in here. You can't make mistakes. You can't make errors.
The partnership between the land trust and the Penn State team so far has been a smooth one. They need more funding before they can start building, but the land trust is optimistic. If all goes well, they hope to break ground in the spring or summer of 2016. Quinn, the land trust director, hopes this housing development can be a beacon for future projects, a real-life example of how to be environmentally and economically sustainable.
We always talk about it. I mean, we constantly hear people mentioning green, sustainable, but we're going to do it. And we would welcome anybody who would like to participate in this is to look at what we're doing and borrow, take whatever they can into future builds.
The land trust is already offering other groups insight into their plans, hoping this duplex inspires them to do the same, create buildings that keep the green in the environment and in homeowners' wallets. I'm Erin Cassidy Hendrick, WPSU.